This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
In the West, nauseating, suffocating, and ominous. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to the show. Hate to start on such a sour note, but this is life as we know it. And you know, on this show, we talk about what the buzz is in your backyard and mine. You may have friends, family there, or you might be listening to us in the thick of it. I've gotten a ton of emails. I feel you. N95 respirator masks. We thought they were just for the coronavirus pandemic. Oh, no. People are looking for them frantically. Portland was a smog fest on Sunday and Monday. Forget we're open for business signs. How about we're closed due to air? That's the kind of signs that people saw, if they could even see them, because actually they weren't supposed to leave their house because the air quality was that deadly. California, 3.2 million acres officially of land gone poof in up in smoke. Cal Fire said that 16,000 firefighters have been on the lines battling 28 major fires in the state of California. My pals are coming on tomorrow because I have friends up and down the coast, the entire coastline. They're coming on to talk about what it's like in their neighborhoods. A continued risk of future fires has shut off power for thousands of California residents because it's too risky. I mean, these are intense, huge fires. This is an urgent problem. And that's why so many firefighters, you got to love the brotherhood and sisterhood of that profession, immediately asking no questions, just trying to get to California if they can to fight the fires. So both Governor Gavin Newsom and Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti are on the bandwagon of climate change and hammering the press and pushing back on what he's saying, that the fires were due to poor land management. Garcetti says it's clear for years that the drought that we're seeing, there's too much water and too much rain in parts of the country right now, or too little. So now, does climate change become part of what's talked about in this presidential election? We are 50 days away, my friends, from that. What do you say? You can flip me an email at kate@katedelaneyradio.com or jump on the phones, 855-266-5283. All right, water in other parts of the country, a lot of it. Biloxi, Mississippi, my beloved Biloxi. I spent 5 of the most wonderful days in that area. The people took me everywhere to show me the devastation and the beauty of what had come back in Biloxi after Hurricane Katrina, because they were slammed by it. Now, Sally is going to make landfall Tuesday on the Gulf Coast, and it's one of at least 5 tropical systems swirling across the Atlantic on Monday. The most since, you ready for this? Here's a piece of trivia for you. 1971. So what does it mean? It means people are putting bags up and doing everything they can for fear of the wall of water that's coming their way. I mean, you just prepare. What are you going to do? They can't let their guards down. So you know what kind of noise they're hearing? They're hearing nail guns. Boards are up all over the place. People are seeking higher ground, hoping for the best. I'll never forget this conversation I had with a firefighter in Biloxi. He told me, he showed me a couple houses. He said, look, see that house? Those houses, right, there was houses right around it. They were ripped, just completely ripped, the foundation. Everything flew in the air. That was it. And we warned people that we were putting X's on their doors because they'd be dead if they stayed. They're not saying that about Sally, but they're warning people if they can evacuate to evacuate because you could get some hard rain, 100-mile-an-hour winds, and it could shove an incredible amount of storm water onto the shores of Mississippi, Alabama, and yes, Louisiana. Living in the bowl that is the best, New Orleans. We love the jazz, we love the people as well, and the flavor of New Orleans. And they have built up the levees. I've said that a zillion times. We took a tour there. I saw it's pretty amazing what they've done after Katrina. But still, water and floods, when you're talking about fast rain, hard rain, and perhaps even 20 inches, it's bad. So this is a threat. This is a very, very big threat headed right down the barrel of the Gulf Coast. And the crazy thing about this is the way Sally could tease the people, meaning like Harvey did in Houston, this could be one of the storms that lingers and speeds around and comes back and it goes away and it comes back. So it just speeds up, goes slow, and comes back. And meaning, in other words, it's just trapped right there. So if torrential downpours continue for hours in New Orleans, the capacity of that pumping system, challenged. Mobile Bay in Alabama, storm surge warnings. 5 to 8 feet is what they're expecting of storm surge, if it all coincides with Tuesday night's high tide. That's unfortunate timing, isn't it? What a deadly, deadly threat. Oh, and we still are dealing with the coronavirus and dealing with the deaths in the U.S. and elsewhere and just what's happening with back to school and is it safe to do X, Y, Z and what's happening with those that get it and everything else that that's become and what a political hot potato. So 197,000 deaths. 197,000 deaths, 6.57 million cases in the U.S. Worldwide, for our friends listening abroad, 926,000 deaths, 29.2 million cases. The recovery number is my friend. That's the number I like to see be the biggest number on the board, period. I've got a little tracking system, and I'm watching it. And I every day look at it and hope and hope and hope that we're going to see more and more numbers fall into that recovery category. So 19.7 million, 19.7 million at this point. The NFL kicked off on Thursday, went through a very big Sunday, and then, of course, two games on Monday night. So far, so good. There have been injuries because there wasn't a lot of practice, but the incredible precautions that are being taken are certainly helping what could be, I think, just disastrous for football, for athletes, for where they that could spread. But so far, so good. Knock on linoleum. All right, so speaking of the virus, we are going abroad. Leonie Blackwell is a superstar in the motivational category, and she joins us from Victoria, Australia, to talk about how harsh the lockdown is actually there.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made-in-the-USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com. Coming up a little bit later in the show, Leonie Blackwell from Victoria, Australia will join us, and she's written what I call during the interview a game-changing book. You can really turn around the things that are, clogging your mind, making sense of the insensible, the 10 injustices of our life lessons. And being in Victoria, Australia, Leonie, has to be kind of challenging right now because, speaking of game changers, some of the rules, so to speak, the what's happening there with the Prime Minister and the lockdown has changed for you with the pandemic. What's happened?
Yeah, it's quite, I mean, for a book all about injustices, we are really living a lot of injustices at the moment with restrictions on people, businesses, you know, the economic impact is huge, the mental health, the emotional health of people is really, people are really struggling. And so for me, it's been an incredible opportunity to really try and do as much as I can to support people and to give them optimism, to give them, I mean, part of the bits and pieces I have out in the world through Facebook and Instagram, tapping to help support kids with learning from home, parents to cope, lots of resources to try and help them really cope, because it has been really, it is and it still is really quite harsh in Victoria where I am. Melbourne is in stage 4 lockdown, that businesses are closed, people are only allowed to travel 5 kilometres from their home. You know, it's really, really tough stuff. And even in the country, I live out in country Victoria, and we don't even have cases, and yet we're still in lockdown, we're still restricted, we don't have the freedoms to go about our lives the way that we would be, you know, used to as a free nation. So this is, it's been a real challenge. So, yeah, there's no doubt there's a lot of injustices that are going on through these experiences of our current times as well.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk to you a little bit later in the show. We look forward to that, and thanks for sharing with us.
No worries. Thank you. Looking forward to it.
So we look at what's happening there, and gosh, how it's this 1 hour thing, and you go to the store by yourself. Jack called us last week and told us a similar thing because he's in Victoria as well, and the people are not happy with it. But this big question mark that is like the Goodyear blimp that flies above our heads, the thing that I say, you just keep moving and doing what you would do, and you live your life and do the best you can. But trying to not have any control for a world where people are perfectionists and want control and need to know. And of course, it affects our wallets. It affects our lives, our community, our kids, our schools, you know, you name it. There's nobody who's completely, I believe, immune to this. I mean, there's some people that have some serious do-re-mi that are floating around on yachts in places that might get some storm surge, by the way, so they better not be out there as we look at the Gulf Coast. But doctors are worried about this coronavirus flu season. They're calling it the twindemic. Could it overwhelm the healthcare system? And what happens when you're trying to fight those kinds of viruses at the same time? You could get the flu and COVID-19 at the same time. That would be catastrophic to your immune system. I want to thank the family medicine physician who was quoted as saying that in Florida. Thanks. Couldn't you have kept it to yourself? We're all thinking it. Because getting infected with one, of course, would make you more vulnerable to get sick with the other. You get it. You get the flu and some other respiratory virus, and you're weaker. I mean, it's obvious. We see that happen with people all the time, not with COVID-19, but with the flu and something else. And oh, please don't turn into pneumonia. And the thing that I think is scary. I mean, pneumonia is scary, absolutely, because fluid in the lungs or respiratory failure. But you could also get sepsis. Or cardiac injury or inflammation of the heart, or, you know, I'm not going to list all the possibilities and just give you a four-year health lecture on, oh my gosh, the twindemic. But it's just something to keep in mind as you make decisions on what you're doing and what's happening with your immune system. I can tell you I am paying a lot more attention. More vegetables, please. An apple a day keeps the doctor away, and COVID too, perhaps. I mean, seriously, what happens? Have you ever had a wicked case of the flu? Have you ever felt so awful? You just could not drag yourself out of bed for days on end. Now multiply that. And then also, what kind of a surge would you see between maybe now and the beginning of December, depending on your location, you know, in the hospital where you would go, or the doctor, I guess, that you would go and see. It's always good to be close to your doctor. It's always good to get those checkups every year, to actually have somebody that you go to, because, you know, we live in a world where because healthcare is so iffy, for sketchy for so many people, that you don't have a lot of times a normal physician. It's not like when you're growing up, oh, here's the doctor, here's the pediatrician we're going to, and then here's the doctor the family's always gone to. And people live all over the place, scattered from family, too. So it makes it a lot tougher. And it's interesting because you look at what's happening and who's the trusted advisor when it comes to COVID-19. I mean, who is it? There are a lot of people that think there's so much pressure because we're 50 days away from an election on the FDA that they're going to rush a coronavirus vaccine. In fact, there was, you know, there's always polls for everything. Well, there was a poll, a health tracking poll from the Kaiser Family Foundation. And they found that 62% of the people they polled anyway, 62% of Americans believe political pressure will cause the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to push that through. This was done 2 weeks ago. 85% of Democrats, 61% of independents, 35% of Republicans believe the FDA would cave to pressure from the administration and others, frankly, in the political arena. and push through a COVID-19 vaccine before ensuring it's safe and effective. I mean, here's what I say. Shame on the FDA or anybody who's in that position if you would take the Hippocratic Oath in any way. If you're a doctor and you're part of a panel in the FDA and you would just say, oh, yeah, let's get this done. No. I'm going to take the opposite approach to that. I'm going to say there is a push to have this vaccine for lots of reasons. Of course, humanity. I mean, who wouldn't want to be the person who saves what could be more deaths globally? What do these doctor scientists don't want to win the Nobel Prize and be recognized for their crazy round-the-clock work on coming up with something with this vaccine? I mean, let's be real about that. So if a COVID vaccine was ready and available for free even before the upcoming election, how many people are going to take it? I bet if I polled this audience, not everybody would take it. In fact, in any of the polls I've seen, and including this poll, this KFF poll, 54% said they wouldn't get one. 42% said they would. And that breaks down along political lines, too. But here's where everybody agreed. Everybody agreed on this. Mostly. This is a big number. 81% of the people surveyed said they don't believe a coronavirus vaccine is going to be available before November 3rd. They don't think it's going to happen. That, yes, there's these key breakthroughs, things are happening, all of that. But because of how much you'd have to sign off on it, even in a warp speed situation, you just can't get there that quick. You can get close, maybe, by the end of the year, who knows, but not before the election. Just how tough would that, how tough would that be to go through all the hoops you have to go through, even if you cut through the red tape and everything else in between? So I'm going to say I don't believe that there may be pressure to want to come up with this, but I don't believe that purposely someone tanks it to say, yeah, I'm just going with this because we're so close. I mean, it just looks like it's right there. You know, we're on the line. Let's push it in there and see what happens, because they know how disastrous that could be, the side effects. Does it work? Look, we live in a world where when you turn on the tube, every, 60 seconds, there's some kind of drug-pushing commercial where they're telling us 50 side effects for what we can take to cure our depression and everything else in between. Tom in L.A. says, Kate, I'm glad you're okay where you are. It is a nightmare in California. Please send help. Please, please. We're going to the mailroom next.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. It's been weeks, and the unprecedented wildfires are still raging. At least 35 people have been confirmed dead as dozens of major fires continue to run through the West Coast. In one of the hardest hit areas, the northern California town of Berry Creek, the West Fire Zone swept through so quickly that 14 were killed and 7 more remain missing. Recovery crews face a daunting task as home after home is destroyed. The fires are creating such a thick smoke that California Governor Gavin Newsom compared it to smoking 400 cigarettes a day. Portland, Seattle, and San Francisco are the top three cities for the worst air quality in the world. The current wind and heat are expected to last through Friday. Firefighters say the blazes could continue burning through the end of November. This is USA Radio News. A U.S. appeals court decided President Donald Trump can phase out protections for hundreds of thousands of families that have been living and working legally in the United States for many decades. The 2-1 ruling by the California-based Ninth Court of Appeals lifted a block of Trump's ending of the temporary protected status for more than 300,000 individuals. The administration could expel from the country people from Sudan, Nicaragua, and Haiti as early as March 2021, and El Salvadorians by November of 2021. The mayor of Rochester, New York, has relieved the city's police chief of his duties and suspended the city's top lawyer following Daniel Prude's death in police custody. Mayor Lovely Warren also announced an internal review of the handling of all cases, citing failures that have happened along the way. Warren said the culture of policing in Rochester needs to change immediately and apologized for how carelessly the case had been reviewed. Warren called for a federal review into the Prude investigation and asked the U.S. Attorney's Office to look into any violations of Prude's civil rights. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The mail for you all day, okay?
Let's dig in the mailbag.
I think a lot of us feel that way right now. So we are in the mailbag. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks for joining us on the show. If it's your first time, welcome. We're rocking in the mailroom. It always is that way because so many of you send your thoughts. I think you listened at various times, and, of course, it's podcasted all over the place, including you can go to GCNlive.com and catch it there, or Kate DelaneyRadio.com, the previous show, you'll catch it there, too, as well, and a few other places, TuneIn Radio, etc., a bunch of places. So, Tom, listening to us in Palm Springs, Palm Springs was where I was supposed to go right before the virus hit, and that trip was canceled a week before. So, anyway, he listens to us on KKGX 920 AM. Kate, listening to you in Yucca Valley, and I have to tell you, smoke gets in your eyes everywhere in California, even if you think you're safe in the desert. All the golf-playing residents are not playing golf. In between, I guess, they might be when it's not smoggy, but trust me, it is moving all over the place. It is really a nightmare for us here. I know you used to live here, and you probably still have a lot of friends here, but it's awful to see this. And they say it may be around for some time. Parts of the country, I heard you say, are getting horrible rain and getting smashed with the possibility of a hurricane, the rest of us on the West would love to have water come down in giant buckets. I know it doesn't help their plight, but this is unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. Yeah, I mean, I could just fill in the blanks all over the place on this. There's 90 large wildfires that are across the West in general. And if you look at Los Angeles, I mean, they're certainly getting hit very, very hard, just like San Francisco, just like Portland. I mean, those are the three cities that the air quality is so bad, they want you to stay in the house. Oh, you don't leave the house. We've heard that a lot lately, haven't we? So it's true. I mean, that air quality is that bad that it's you have to wear a mask anyway. But you would have to wear a mask if there was no pandemic, because it's just that polluted with this crippling smoke. And I mentioned the acres that have burned, 3.2 million. Is that not just insane? And there's a fire called the Bobcat Fire. And the Bobcat Fire, if you were to think of iconic areas and you were to think of Los Angeles, things you might have seen, noticed from perhaps movies, there's a place called the Mount Wilson Observatory. It's pretty famous in the Angeles National Forest, just northeast of L.A. And it looked like it was, I saw these live photos, it looked like it was snowing. There were ashes that were as big as snowflakes or bigger that were just pouring down massive clouds of smoke from this Bobcat fire as it went westward toward that observatory and just eating everything in its way. I mean, it's about a mile or so now from the observatory. They're very worried about it because it's got 18, wonders, astronomical, really, wonders, including a 100-inch Hooker telescope, which this telescope is so powerful. And that's why I know you, it's iconic. I guarantee you've seen it in some movies. It proved the existence of other galaxies across the universe because that's how big it is. That's how amazing it is and the view is. But we know it's about human life and not about telescopes, but 35 people have died. There's people missing all over the place. If you look at the West, just in general. And what do? I mean, you know, they've got water tanks connected to a high-pressure pump, but that was built in the 70s, and that was the last time that observatory was really threatened by that kind of a fire where they had to fight it back for like 4 or 5 days. And it's menacing in a lot of different areas, and this is just one of the iconic areas. You look at San Bernardino, and you look at some of the views from San Bernardino, and you look at the broadcast towers that are owned by the media companies, and bye-bye. I mean, they may see them fall. The Bobcat Fire has burned 36,000 acres. It's only about 8 or 9% from what I just heard contained. So the concern is over the spread. And then what's next? I mean, this is kind of the thing. What's next? Where are we going next? You have fire approaching the Santa Anita Dam. It's less than a mile above Arcadia. And I know many people are listening to us in that area. Just be diligent. Be aware. Watch what's going on. And get out. If you have to get out, get out. Because you see what's happened in Northern California and in Portland, where little suburbs have been wiped out and people were trying to escape the flames and just couldn't do it. All right, how about this one? This is from Andy, and Andy says, "Hello, Ms. Delaney. I am watching day in and day out the horrors of things that are happening to people all over the country. I mean, I know, you know, I'm not completely insulated. I know things happen regardless of a pandemic or not. But does it just not feel like 2020 is the worst year ever for natural disasters, the virus, economically, and so much else, and divisiveness in this country? 2020 is that year that everybody planned for. This is the year I'm going to lose 50 pounds. Is this the year where I'm going to get 2 promotions? And I mean, it's like everyone I met was climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. This is it. There was some line of demarcation. It's because you go into, you know, another decade. I think there's something about that, and it's a big one. So marking it, boy, it has been nothing like I think a lot of people thought it was going to be like. Yes, absolutely. But what do you do? You have to retrain your brain. You have to reimagine and grab onto that. And somebody told me it was the sacred pause. Somebody said to me that it's the sacred pause. It's the pause that we don't want it. But it's the pause that has families coming together, more conversation, other things are happening besides all of these dilemmas, problems, divisiveness, and everything in between. And it's a good way to look at it, right? All right, let's move on to this one from Fred, who says, Kate, when are you doing that nail thing, that nail the score thing? I want to play next time I listen to your show in West Virginia on the Watchdog. A lot of times I catch you when I'm getting up for a third shift, and sometimes I'm laughing my head off. So the Nail the Score deal is on our Wednesday show, and it's in our first hour, last segment, and nobody nailed the score this time around. I was talking about that the other day when I kicked off the week. This time it didn't happen. People surrounded it, especially a couple of people that emailed, but Pete got close, and not close enough, though. You know, that's why it's Nail the Score. And we've had winners in the past. I mean, we really have. But it's random, right? You don't even have to know much about football. You're just picking a team and picking a score. That's what you're doing, picking a team and picking a score. And the game that I really liked this past week turned out to be a pretty interesting game because it was Tom Brady's debut for the Buccaneers. And the Saints beat the Bucs 34-23, and Brady had kind of an up and down debut, interception, sack, that kind of thing. I mean, they're trying to get their rhythm. You can clearly see that's what that's about. How about the Dallas Cowboys? The Dallas Cowboys with a new coach, Mike McCarthy, they lost on the road to the Los Angeles Rams. 20-17 was the final score there. Jared Goff passed for 275 yards and 1 interception. You know, with all the fires, you saw nothing of that. You just saw this incredible stadium where the Rams play that it almost looks like a spaceship that could take off any moment. It's one of the most spectacular looking stadiums I've ever seen. And I hope the fans there support them because they supported that stadium. You know how that is. It's your tax dollars at work. You vote for it, and that's what you get. But it's incredible. The Raiders will open their home palace in Las Vegas, but they were on the road. They beat the Panthers 34-30. A lot of Packer fans out there and Vikings fans, the Packers, this is a big rivalry, beat the Vikings 43-34. So I just thought I'd throw that in there since you asked about Nail the Score. But Nail the Score is on Wednesday. Whatever the game of the week is, you just have to call or send me an email, pick a side, and tell me what you think the final score will be. And if you're right, you win fabulous prizes. And the prizes are good. You know, the prizes have been building up in the closet, you know, in the proverbial prize closet. I started off at a rock station when I was in college, a rock station, and they had amazing T-shirts and prizes. And that's where I heard about the prize closet. It was so, so cool. All right, her story coming up next. Who are we featuring? Oh, it's a big surprise.
The coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Molly Williams, an African-American woman, was a volunteer firefighter in the early 1800s for the Oceanus Engine Company No. 11. She was said to be as good as any of the men working a ladder. An influenza outbreak knocked out most of the regular firefighters in her company during a blizzard in 1818. She took her place on the line, dragging ropes and pulling the pump to the fire through deep snow. I'm Kate Delaney, and that's her story.
Yeah, how appropriate is that? Molly Williams, we salute you for what she did for that Oceanus Engine Company number 11 in 1818. You heard me give some of the details there. So how about that? She was just right in the thick of it. Hey, you got to do what you got to do. This is New York City. Things are on fire. I'm going to help. And that was her attitude. She was said to be one of the best. And what was interesting is she, when they'd be in the firehouses, apparently, she would have a checked apron on and she'd be cooking up a storm. Like, no problem. I can cook it all up and I can get on the line with the rest of you guys. And she really was something of a renegade and was respected by the men around her. And we see these firefighters and the tremendous respect they have for each other and the camaraderie. I don't know that I've seen such camaraderie. I don't know that I've seen that in everything that I've done with teams and sports and everything else. That camaraderie is something special. And you see it when you go into these firehouses. And I guess because I've covered fires, and especially when I was doing TV news and got to know some firefighters, I saw it again and again and again and again. And for everything they do, you just cannot thank them enough. I think of what's happening in the West and how tough it is, and their concern getting it out, making sure that they're saving people, hearing that people are missing, looking at the horrible neighborhoods being destroyed, just the horror of the fire, and trying to do everything they can on their end to get to it as fast as they can and get it out and help people get out of their homes. Oof, boy, oh boy. And just to not to add more misery on top of everything else, but I have to bring this up because it's just despicable and just chilling when I watched the video of this. And I hope that you didn't see this video, actually, because it would just set you off in a sense. There's a $100,000 reward now that's been offered in the hunt for somebody who walked up to a parked patrol SUV, shot two L.A. County Sheriff deputies multiple times in an ambush. It was an ambush. There's no question. You look at the video, you see it. The sheriff's deputies were fighting for their lives at St. Francis Medical Center in L.A. following that shooting. And now, thank goodness, they're expected to survive. What possibly is that about? They were doing their job. They were minding their own business. They were watching out for this. This is what they were doing. They were watching out for the safety of the people on the train. They were watching out for the people to try to make sure they were okay. So somebody walks up and just starts shooting them. I mean, there's no words for that. Animals. I mean, there's just no word. There's just no words for that. One of the officers was a 31-year-old mother of a 6-year-old boy, was shot in the jaw and arm, listed in critical but stable condition. Her partner was 24 years old, gunshot wounds to his forehead, arms, and hand, but is alert. So the good news is expected to survive. And in talking about L.A. and talking about the West, you keep going back to the fires, because naturally this is now kind of jumped over the pandemic a little bit. So the president was there to meet with federal fire and emergency response crews near Sacramento, California on Monday, talking about this, the crisscrossing the state and looking at what was happening. And you know, he's been criticized heavily by some for not addressing the fires that are raging across California, Oregon, and Washington State. He went there. He went there to thank the firefighters. He said that he's approved declarations and fire management grants to support the work, and that we're with them all the way in battling these fires, because there's so many of them, and there's so many people that are out there that are on the lines trying, like I said, to do everything they can to put it out, to put out as many as they can. I mean, that's it. That's what they're doing. That's it. In the end. All right. Worth mentioning again, so you know, the total death total in the United States is 197,000 and counting. The amount of confirmed cases is 6.5 million and change. In other countries, like Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, he announced on Sunday the government's going to impose a 3-week lockdown in Israel, the West Bank, and Gaza because they've had a resurgence in coronavirus cases. It's interesting because Israel is the first developed country to re-enter lockdown. They were the first to do it. They had initially lifted in May. So the lockdown started coinciding with the start of, is going to coincide with the start of Rosh Hashanah. But they said they've had just two many cases. And it's interesting because the announcement happened when Netanyahu is supposed to fly to the U.S. for a signing ceremony of the Israel-UAE normalization agreement at the White House. So there's questions about what's going to happen there. This was a big flap, or maybe it wasn't, but it's just kind of interesting. The 29th, I've said it now a lot on this show, the 29th of September is the first debate. Chris Wallace is the moderator for the first debate. It's going to be on Fox. And then there are two others. There's one on October 15th, and there's one on October 22nd. The president embraced the idea of a four-hour debate moderated by podcaster with a gazillion listeners and former Ultimate Fighting commentator Joe Rogan, who, by the way, moved from California to Texas. He's another one of those transplanted people into Austin. They're seeing more and more people like that come to Texas. But anyway, what happened was Tim Kennedy, who is a UFC guy, tweeted it out and has a lot of followers and said, you know, on the podcast with Joe Rogan, he offered to moderate a debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. It would be 4 hours with no live audience, just the two candidates, cameras, and their vision of how to move this country forward. Who wants this? And then, of course, that just it took off. It exploded with people making comments about that. Now, Joe Rogan supported Bernie Sanders in the Democratic primaries. He says he would rather vote for Trump and has noted on his podcast he believes that Joe Biden has some form of cognitive decline. He said earlier in the year his big thing was Trump is going to eat him alive. So I don't think he's going to get a debate, but it did stir up some of the fans, and he has a lot of fans, a lot of people that follow him, especially in the millennial age group and the younger voters. And the younger voters is the demographic that doesn't vote very much, according to what we see election after election after election. But maybe this is the time that they come out and vote. You know, when I started this show, that was one of my big things. I'm always hopeful that we'll see those numbers really change, where you go to vote and it takes a while because so many people are invested. They're out there. They're voting. You know, it's so trite, this saying. It is, and almost cheesy, but your vote counts, and it does, and we know it. Start at the local level, work your way up, and you'll see exactly what I mean. Hey, thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Big shout out to Mo Flam and technical maestro Nathan Reeder. Keep it real, people.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.